Another witness in suspended public protector Bosisiwe Mkhwebane's impeachment inquiry made damning claims against her. The parliamentary committee is hearing evidence to determine whether Mkhwebane is fit to hold office. Since Wednesday, the committee has heard evidence from head of public protector's Free State office, Siphelo Samuel, and a week ago heard from former investigator in the office, Tebogo Kekana, who both said Mkhwebane did not want adverse findings made against politicians.
I've given evidence specifically to the effect that she protected politicians like the former premier Ace Magashule and Ms. Dilusene Zizwane. She did not want to issue subpoenas against those politicians. That told me that she wanted to protect them. She supported politically, or she aligned herself with those two politicians.
The witness belittled Mkhwebane several times, according to Mpofu, including calling her intellectually challenged and referring to her as a former aspirant prosecutor instead of prosecutor. Mpofu asked him to apologize.
You know that the public protector, part of her experience was that she was a prosecutor for the Republic.
My knowledge of that part of her life is that she was an aspirant prosecutor, not a prosecutor.
Yes, that's where I'm going. That's what you call that's another insult, or at least a mistake. If it turned out that she was not an aspirant prosecutor, but an actual prosecutor, would you accept that that is maybe not an insult as such, but a disparaging remark?
I don't think it would be a disparaging remark. If she's not, or if she was not an aspirant prosecutor and she proves that she was actually a prosecutor, I will accept my mistake. But it had nothing to do with insulting her. I'm saying that she was an aspirant prosecutor because I've worked with her, and my recollection is that is what she at some point told me she was.
Anyway, I'm telling you now that she was a prosecutor. So are you prepared to apologize to her?
If she was a prosecutor, then yes, I made a mistake, and for that mistake, I will withdraw it. I will apologize and say I am sorry that I called her an aspirant prosecutor when in fact she was a prosecutor. But I'm taking that from you.
Are you also prepared to apologize to her for insulting her intellectual abilities?
I don't believe I was insulting her when I was saying that.
Okay.
So I don't see the reason why I should apologize.
Okay, that's fine. Let's assume it was not, you're not insulting her. But would you forgive her for finding it as belittling?
Yes, I would.
Yes. Would you be prepared to apologize for belittling her?
Not if that was not my intention. You're asking me about how she would have felt, or how she felt when I said that.
And no, that's normally
and
how
I'm
you
not convinced, yes.
I'm sorry.
If she internalized it as belittling her, I would accept that is how she feels.
Uh-huh.
But not necessarily that I was in the wrong.
Yes. No, let's say you're
so
in the right.
Not really, yeah. Apologize.
So, fine. Let's say you're not.
I would perhaps say it's unfortunate that she feels that way.
Yes. And now that she feels that way, would you apologize to her? Because she finds it offensive. I accept what you're saying. You may not have intended it to land like that. But if she finds it insulting, belittling, demeaning, would you apologize to her?
Yes, I would, because that was not my intention.
Okay, so what are you waiting for? Can you do that now?
I had no intention of belittling or insulting you, and that is not the effect I have of what I said. It was born by my observations, and how you received it is unfortunate. I'll stop there.
Chairperson, if we were not late, I would ask Advocate Mkhwebane to respond herself, but she has asked me to respond on her behalf, that she accepts the apology.
The inquiry continues. For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.